welcome back to the Round Hex Talk Show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Halo. How good is it? How bad is it? There's nothing really wrong with the game, I'm just saying. It's really good. Anyways, I think for right now, I'm going to talk about Halo Combat Evolved. Just the original Halo. For the PC, of course. Multiplayer-wise. If you don't have the game, just run to a store for $20 and buy it. So I gotta say about that. It's a fantastic online multiplayer game. You can just run it on Xbox Live. I'll just say that, okay? You know, people are gonna say, no, it's not fun on Xbox Live. RailGax is crazy. But it is. It's fun on Xbox Live. Except for the typing part. And it has more advantages, too. You don't have to pay for it. You get it for free, which is pretty much, you don't have to pay for it. But it doesn't come with the game. When you get the game, when it says menu, I don't remember what it says, but you just have to register for it online. You have to download it, the maps and stuff. But anyways, the Furon gun, let me talk about that for a second. That is a fantastic gun. You rapid fire until the battery kind of wears out. It's like a coming a rocket launcher, pretty much. But it's purple and stuff, and of course, it's really good. And the flamethrower. Flamethrower isn't all it's cracked up to be. I mean, people say it's like really fantastic, but it really isn't that great. Unless, of course, you're torch them from up close, then it's a really great one. And the graphics are better in the PC version as well, more than the Xbox version. And plus, it's like, you can customize your own controls, you can plug in any really game pads you need. See, like, I play with an Xbox 360 controller sometimes. And then there's always the custom character creator. It's like, this is one from Halo 1, I'm guessing. It's really not that great. And then there's, you know, they got new multiplayer maps too. You can drive Banshees as well. And the Team Slayer in that is fantastic. T-Bang is fantastic too. I mean, you just keep pressing the control button. It's a lot better than all the rest. And, well, of course, the campaign is the exact same. Except the elites, I think, look way better than they do in the original Halo 1. But they look like the ones from Halo 2, so it's really fantastic. And plus, you can also be, when you can play as the Master Chief in that game, and the story, I didn't really need to say that, but I guess the storyline's just the exact same as the one for the Halo for Xbox. You can also switch your connection options, you can, for the online, see what else can you do. You can plug in almost any gamepad you want, like, plug into the PC. You can even plug in a PS3 controller if you want. Xbox 360. Well, I gotta let you go here. We're running really short on time. It's RailGax saying bye.